Words on our worship service for this morning, as we heard in our prelude, our opening hymn is number 907, God Himself is Present. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. Propers for the day are on the inside of the bulletin. Readings are on the back. Our focus will be on the gospel reading today. Brief outline of the service is on the edge. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. It has pleased Almighty God to summon from this veil of tears the soul of Leola Cranky. Leola passed away early this morning. Dear, dear, sweet member of our congregation, our oldest member at 100 years old. A few months ago, sadly, Leola was not able to have her 100th birthday celebration because of the pandemic, and she just loved to be here in God's house. Funeral services for Leola are pending. We would ask that you would keep Leola's family in your prayers. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we come into your house today and we want peace. Peace of heart, peace of mind, peace in the world, peace in our soul. Heavenly Father, all of our human efforts and human attempts to bring about peace leave us wanting even more peace. They fail, and they fail miserably. Heavenly Father, today, through your Son, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, bring us peace, true peace, lasting peace, peace that is the forgiveness of sins won by his life, death, and resurrection for us. Heavenly Father, fill us with that peace, and may that peace grow into a sure and certain confidence in your word, in your promises, in your salvation. Heavenly Father, we ask for a special measure of your peace upon the family of Leola Cranky. Heavenly Father, may their peace and ultimately their joy be in the one who says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives in me will not die. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hymn 907.
Thank you. Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 in your hymnal, page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time we sing together the introit as found in the bulletin.
Be to God on high.
Glory be to God on high.
be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power above all in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant us such measure of your grace that we may obtain your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasures. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the 10th Sunday after Trinity is from Jeremiah chapter 8. You shall say to them, "Thus says the Lord, when men fall, do they not rise again? If one turns away, does he not return? Why then has this people turned away in perpetual backsliding? They hold fast to deceit. They refuse to return. I have paid attention and listened, but they have not spoken rightly. No man relents of his evil, saying, 'What have I done?' Everyone turns to his own course, like a horse plunging headlong into battle. Even the stork in the heavens knows her times, and the turtle dove, swallow, and crane keep the time of their coming. But my people know not the just decrees of the Lord. How can you say, 'We are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us'? But behold, the lying pen of the scribes has made it into a lie. The wise men shall be put to shame. They shall be dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom is in them? Therefore, I will give their wives to others, and their fields to conquerors, because from the least to the greatest, everyone is greedy for unjust gain. From prophet to priest, everyone deals falsely. They have healed the wound of my people lightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among the fallen. When I punish them, they shall be overthrown, says the Lord." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the words of our gradual as found in our bulletin.
Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. From your presence let my vindication come. Let your eyes behold the right.
The epistle is from Romans chapters 9 and 10. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it, that is, a righteousness that is by faith. But that Israel, who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness, did not succeed in reaching that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For, being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the singing of the Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
When Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended to heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. Please be seated as we sing together our hymn of the day, number 644, The Church's One Foundation, number 644.
The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning. Gospel that we heard just a moment ago from Luke 19, especially these words. When Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the bridegroom had promised to come. The bridegroom promised riches, peace, security beyond imagination. The bridegroom promised safety, security, peace, real peace, eternal peace. The bridegroom promised to be faithful. The bridegroom promised that he would come, and at the right time, the union that they would have would be perfect, eternal, and pleasing in the sight of God. The bridegroom showed up just as he said. The bridegroom showed up, and the bride was unimpressed. The bride said, "Well, of course, I want all the stuff you promised." The bride said, "I want your name so that my children are not illegitimate." But the bridegroom was rejected by the bride. The bride refused the bridegroom. The bridegroom's heart was broken. The bridegroom, Jesus, wept. My friends, we see here in our gospel reading from Luke 19, Jesus, who had promised through the prophets of old, who had promised that when the time was right, he would take his holy bride to himself. Just as we sang in our hymn, from heaven he came and sought her. He sought her out. He sent prophets to remind her of his great love, of all of his promises. And when she strayed, he forgave her. About halfway through the Gospel of Luke, the end of chapter 9, we read that Jesus set his face resolutely toward Jerusalem. He knew what awaited him there. Pain, suffering, sorrow, crucifixion, death, burial. He knew it. And yet he went there anyway. He went there to seek his bride. He went there to call the children of Israel to himself. Here in Luke 19, Jesus, the bridegroom, has arrived. The bride wanted nothing to do with him. She had her own life that she was living. She had other suitors that were very desirable. She had peace of her own making, security of her own making. Jesus wept. Why did he weep? Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. You think you have peace. You think you have security. You think you have a future. But you are wrong. And Jesus wept. My friends, there's a lot of weeping going on right now. Oh, maybe not physical tears, but you know what I mean. There's a lot of whining and crying and weeping going on in this world. What do you weep for? What are you heartbroken over? Things are different now than they were 5 months ago. Do you weep about that? Do you weep that 15 days to slow the curve is now on day, by my count, 154? Do you turn on the television and weep for our country as protest after protest erupts into violent destruction and at times even murder? What do you weep about? Do you weep for our country? We have more than 80 days of heated, hated political fighting in front of us before our national election comes. And that national election promises no peace, no matter how it goes. What do you weep for? Do you weep for the day when you don't have to wear a mask anymore? Or you don't have to worry about going out in public or to the grocery store or to the restaurant or to church for fear that you might get sick or make someone else sick? What do you weep about? Do you weep that the scientists haven't made good on their promise for a vaccine that will take all of your fear away? What do you weep for? I tell you what most people are weeping about. Nebraska football. Oh, how can I live? What do you weep for? My friends, God's word for today teaches us that Jesus weeps. He weeps when people reject him. He weeps when people close their ears to the word of God. He weeps when people think that they can create their own peace with human efforts. He weeps over sin forgiven but not believed. He weeps over false prophets, whether they be in the church or in our country, in politics or in science, who promise peace, peace, where there is no peace. My friends, today, Jesus looks at our world, looks at our country, looks at our community, looks at our church, and he weeps because there are oh so many who do not want the peace that Jesus brings. Our text goes on to talk about the destruction that's coming. Judgment on the children of Israel. Judgment that just 40 years or so later was fulfilled with the destruction of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple. All the things that Jesus predicted came true. My friends, if God, in His justice and love, would mete out that justice on the children of Israel, who are we to think that He would not mete out that same justice on our world today, or on our country, or on our church? But we don't want to hear that part of God's word, do we? No, we would rather listen to the people who promise a different kind of peace. My friends, God's word for today is a major wake-up call. God wants us to realize what time it is. We heard that in our Old Testament reading, right? Even the birds know what time it is. Oh, it's the middle of August. It's time to think about migrating, right? Even the birds know what time it is. Do you know what time it is? God asks us today, do you know what time it is? Jesus says all these things happened because they did not know the time of their visitation. You know what time it is? Today is the day of your visitation. Yes, Jesus comes and brings pleasure eternal. The bridegroom is here. He is knocking on the door. He is calling. He is wooing. He is courting. He is inviting. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. Are you weary? Aren't you sick of this stuff already? I am. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, Jesus says. And He says, I will give you rest. That's a promise out of the lips of Jesus. Jesus promises rest, peace. Not peace as the world promises, peace that is fleeting. He promises real peace, true peace, lasting peace, salvific peace. Peace that cost him his life. Freely shed on Calvary's cross for you. My friends, today is the day of your visitation. Jesus comes to you in His word, and He is calling you to believe the word of God, the word of God's judgment, and the word of God's forgiveness. To believe God's word of law and gospel. He is calling us to repent, each and every one of us. Today is the day of our visitation. Just a few chapters earlier in the Gospel of Luke, Luke 13. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered them, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them. Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will likewise perish. Jesus is teaching us what to do when bad things happen in our world. When we hear of a drought or an earthquake or a flood or a tsunami, we are to repent. When we hear of a worldwide pandemic, we are to repent. We are so preoccupied blaming someone else for the problems in our world, we don't hear the word of God. Jesus says, they're not worse sinners than you. This is your call to repent. This is the day of your visitation. My friends, there's a lot of nasty stuff going on in our world. Yes, a worldwide pandemic. When will it end? I don't know. There's a lot of nasty stuff going on in our country. Lying, cheating, conniving politicians who want power and money and couldn't give a rip about you. People who want to tear down everything that is good in our world and in our country. There's a lot of bad stuff going on. What does Jesus say? See what time it is? It's the day of your visitation. Repent. Believe the good news of Jesus. You hear how our gospel text ended? People kept plotting and scheming, doing all kinds of evil and wicked. They even wanted to kill Jesus. But they couldn't. They couldn't get to him. Why? Because all the people were hanging on his words. What a beautiful picture. Last night, late, the Big Ten conference leaked that maybe, just maybe, there might be fall football. Are you hanging on those words? Every day, there's more and more information with regard to the polling on how our national election might go. Are you hanging on those words? Every day, we're closer to a vaccine for something. Are you hanging on those words? My friends, God's word for today is clear. Today is the day of your visitation. The bridegroom who was murdered by his bride. The bridegroom has come for you. The bridegroom has lived a perfect life for you. The bridegroom has bled and died for your life. He died. The bridegroom rose victorious over sin, death, and the grave. The bridegroom says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. I bring you peace. The forgiveness of sins for every time you rejected me, for every time you cheated on me with another lover, for every time you hung on words that were meaningless and ignored the life-giving, life-changing word of God. For all your sin and more, the bridegroom has bled and died and risen and lives and reigns for all eternity for you. My friends, hang on his words, because his words and his words only are words of eternal life. May Jesus grant it to us all. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, and our peace in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we are bold to rejoice in the new heart and new life that he gives us. We sing our offertory, "Create in me a clean heart, O God," page 192. Please stand as you're able.
friend of Darla Posner, who is dealing with cancer. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give thanks for all of your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, who has poured out upon us redemption and forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who calls us to faith and repentance that we might not fear all the craziness of this world. We thank you for the Holy Church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and just people, and for the hope of eternal life with you. Help us to treasure in our hearts all the things that you have done for us and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives wholly devoted to your service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Save and defend your whole church on earth, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and the sacraments, making them perfect in love and in all good works by your gifts, and establishing in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant your wisdom and grace to all pastors and to all of those who hold office in your church, including our synod president, our district president, and all others who serve, that by their devoted service, faith may abound and your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Send the light of your truth into all the earth. Raise up faithful pastors of Christ to advance the gospel not only here in our home, but also in distant lands, that the entire world may hear the saving gospel message of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In your mercy, strengthen all newly established congregations and all existing congregations. Support all of them in these challenging times. Make them more steadfast and abounding in the work of the Lord, and let their faith and zeal for the gospel refresh and renew the witness of your people everywhere. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we can have peaceful lives with integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of Nebraska, the Mayor and City Council of Lincoln, and to all of those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve your people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Take from us all hatred and prejudice. Give us the spirit of love and order our days in your peace. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to the nations of the world, including our police officers, our military personnel, and all others, that mutual understanding and common endeavor may be increased among all peoples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless the schools of the church and all colleges, universities, and centers of research, so that those who teach and work in them may be blessed. Grant your wisdom in such measure that people may serve you honorably in church and state, and that our common life may be conformed to your ways of truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let your blessing remain upon all of those who, by your word and sacrament, receive comfort. Be especially with those who are facing sorrow, need, sickness, or adversity, especially those in our own midst who request our prayers, and especially Marta, the friend of Darla Posner, who is dealing with cancer, and the family of Leola Cranky, mourning her loss. Give us peace and comfort through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All of these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up unto God.
let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirits.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn, hymn 632.
How blessed am I, how good thou art. What a great way to end our service today. If you didn't get the Good Shepherd, oh, thank you. Forgot we're on TV. If you didn't get the Good Shepherd news and notes, they're on the table in the back, and all the events and activities and the days and weeks ahead are listed there. For our morning routine now, make sure we'll be dismissed from the back to the front. If you're staying for Bible study, go right into the fellowship hall and stake a place. We got lots of room. We got an overflow room with a TV camera in there. So lots of room for everyone. Family Bible study. We'll continue our study of the Lutheran worship and the divine service. If you're not staying for Bible study, please don't congregate out in the narthex. Shoot outside and you can stay and visit and talk and whatever you want to do out there. And then that way we'll keep in accord with all of the rules and regulations that are before us right now. I want to thank everyone that helped with the Red Cross blood drive this last Friday. It was another resounding success. Thanks to Adam Mankin and Barb Preschold and everybody that helped set up and tear down and donate. It was a great day. We started up choir this last Wednesday, had a great turnout for that. So adult choir Wednesday evening right after the 6:30 service, so about 7:30, 7:40, right in there. Letters went out this week to everyone in the congregation that has children third grade and up. Midweek and confirmation classes will resume again the first Wednesday in September. The sooner you can get the kids started, the sooner they can complete. If you got any questions about that, you can talk to Pastor Moline and myself. You know, I have no idea. I'm not even going to say it. I won't say what I'm thinking. Okay. Lost my train of thought there.
If anyone is interested in a new members class, please let me know. If we have enough interest, we'll get one started up in September. College students, we're exploring options for doing a college age Bible study again this year, trying to figure out how to work within all the regulations and rules. And so we're doing some research. We'll see what we can come up with in that regard.
Okay. We took attendance when you came in. Offering box is there if you didn't see that on the way in. Our mission project this month is KNNA Radio. Great blessing. Keep them in your prayers and support. And also, please remember the family of Leola Krenke in your prayers. Funeral services are pending. We'll get that information out as quickly as possible. And we have our daily emails that come out from the congregation. So make sure you check that, and we'll let you know how that progresses. I think that's all. Have a great day and week and life in the peace that comes from Jesus. Amen.